This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iranian military officials say an Israeli airstrike that demolished Iran's consulate in Syria killed two Iranian generals and five officers. The Monday strike appeared to signify an escalation of Israel's targeting of military officials from Iran, which provides money and weapons to Arab militant groups fighting Israel in Gaza and along its border with Lebanon. Since the war in Gaza began nearly 6 months ago, clashes have increased between Israel and Hezbollah along Israel's northern border with Lebanon. The Israeli military on Monday described the raid, now over on Gaza's Shifa Hospital, as a major battlefield victory. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
It comes at a time of mounting frustration in Israel, with tens of thousands protesting against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday and demanding he does more to bring home dozens of hostages held in Gaza. It was the largest anti-government demonstration since the start of the war. The fighting showed Hamas can still put up resistance, even in one of the hardest hit areas. Israel said it had largely dismantled Hamas in northern Gaza and withdrew thousands of troops late last year, leaving a security vacuum that's made it difficult to deliver humanitarian aid. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated in Jerusalem on Monday in the second of a three-day protest against Benjamin Netanyahu's government and against exemptions granted to ultra-Orthodox Jewish men for military service. Protest groups, including some that led the mass demonstrations that rocked